mid-Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. My name is Isabel Berube, and I'll be your guest host today as we dive into the enigmatic poetry and prose the Tennessee Valley has to offer. Today, poet Sam Calhoun invites us into the majestic Sipsey Wilderness with three of his original poems.
Summer Rain. In the catchlight morning, I am holding in my hands the words of a thousand drip songs from Hemlock. Against a far canyon wall, their needles dance like shadow puppets along sandstone inclines through echo chambers of webs where spiders snatch at ghosts. There is nothing but the audience of myself, because I come here alone, sit beside the liverwort, press my hands into moss. It sups the sky like I sip rain. There's an allowance here. The cool wind at our throats, the death rattle of hickory bones, no other sound but crows hushed above, while below rivulets are braiding like sweetgrass toward the river. Where it turns, I turn, and wait as the overhead dance of green on invisible pianos key the notes between your breath and mine. Allocation. Let the sun come and say what it must. I lend my hand to what the forest chooses to share. Birdsong and light echo through hemlock warm against my palm. What of a love that offers just crumbs? Beneath walls layered like magazine piles, slouched toward the edge of the land, little prisms slip through maidenhair and moss, touch crane fly, beginning to raise its lighthouse tower, and the red fire of lobelia who can't sing. Touch Pipsissewa, its own lanterns held skyward, and then I understand. I hold my eyes upward as if mirrors, the only light I can provide, and wait for the rain. Camping, Buck's Pocket. Under a glaring moon by a fire that leapt and burst like moves from a long-forgotten dance, we sat, watching the trees sway in their own memories as the leaves spun and flipped before making one last arch toward that glass lake, the need to send out a ripple, a howl, like the coyotes on some far bank, their playground yelping like kids, an echo sent down this canyon, where closed caverns still hold some music of their own.
Returning to Sundial for the second time, Sam Calhoun lives in Elkmont, Alabama, and works as a geospatial analyst, that is, a collector of map-making data. Sam has had a long-standing passion for poetry, his first poem being published 47 years ago. If you like what you heard today, you can step back into the wilderness once again by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the podcast tab. New episodes of Sundial air every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.